PriceFX presents Horror Stories in Pricing, When Pricing Goes Wrong, starring Duncan Hendy as the narrator, directed by Tolu Oke and Duncan Hendy, written by Tolu Oke and Duncan Hendy, based on an idea by Tolu Oke. Story contributors Christopher Keenan and Boris Diganauts. Music by Duncan Hendy. Executive producer Patrick J. Moorhead. Special thanks to Martin C., Martin W., Chris T., Patrick A., Tom F., and Billy G. Copyright PriceFX 2019. The Tale of the Bungling Burger Bandit. "You know," said Eric, pouring himself another whiskey, "having a good price optimizer in your tech stack means smart pricing for smart companies. God knows the Nextel is positively screaming for such a tool rather than the blunt instrument they must be using to beat their price managers over the head with to get them so dumb."
"Eric, it's getting kind of late. Do you think we can continue this in the morning?" Michael blurts out.
Eric smiles. He brushes away a tiny speck of dust from the arm of his chair, extends a finger towards Michael, and gently berates him.
"Come, come, dear Michael. Great prices don't grow on trees. They need to be nurtured and pushed in the right direction. If you want to know how to test and optimize pricing strategies, segments, volumes, and margins, to coin a phrase, you can't just implement pricing without having the mechanism to make sure you're not shortchanging yourself. It's financial suicide."
Michael loosens his tie and settles back in his chair to be as receptive as he can to Eric's pricing pearls of wisdom. He sips the last drops of his whiskey. Eric leans over to refill his glass, puts his hand behind Michael's ear, and produces three ice cubes from thin air, which he drops into Michael's glass.
"Let me tell you the tale about the fast food chain that might have been swift on delivery, but certainly wasn't the same on the uptake. Ham Dingers was one of the most successful hamburger joints in the southern states of America. It prided itself on being cheap, tasty, and always open, and had floods of hard-up students bedecking its stores to prove it. That was until a new rival arrived on the scene. Meet and greet with smart cookies, albeit beef-flavored ones. They had opened a store directly opposite each of Hamdinger's ones and were aggressively touting for business. Whenever Hamdinger's had a promotion, meet and greet would pull off a better one. It was turning into the burger bun fight at the OK Corral. Hamdinger's did have what it considered an advantage. Rusty Chesterton, their founder and original burger flipper, had a teenage son. His son was lazy. He just lay in bed all day, and his idea of breakfast TV was watching the evening news. But he was, so he claimed, a coding wizard, the Gandalf of JavaScript. Rusty came up with this idea of creating an app where people could choose their burger, customize it, order it, and pay for it and pick it up without waiting. Using his son's immense brain power, he believed he could revolutionize the fast food industry and end his beef with his irritating rival. He promised his son that if he did this for him, he would never have to leave his bed again, which was an offer that seemed too good to be true. But lazy in bed often means lazy in life. So while his son did create an app that allowed the restaurant's visitors to order their food, he only coded the first part of the app. The discounting engine he stole from the code for Tetris. Thinking himself so smart, he closed his eyes for what he hoped would be the last time and sunk as deeply as he could into his bed, not knowing that his father was going to do the same thing, but with debt. After the app launched, his stores were filled with students, all eager to enjoy an even faster burger experience. But over time, Rusty noticed that when he visited one of his stores, the lines of starving students were now extending around several blocks. He couldn't believe his luck. His rival's outlets had hardly anyone in them at all. He sprinted to the office to open up Excel and see the latest sales figures. As he peered at the screen, his smugness was replaced with a look of horror. There was a very obvious zero profit staring at him from the screen. He turned the computer off and on again, changed the mouse, bought a new monitor, moved his chair further away from screen. Nothing helped. It seems that by using the Tetris engine for checking out, every time a customer placed the same four items into their basket, the price disappeared, effectively giving them their food for nothing. It wasn't a burger store. It was a charity soup kitchen in a bun. Rusty immediately fired his son from the family. But it was too late. The stores all closed one by one, and meet and greet raised their prices to celebrate. What happened to Rusty? Michael asks. He's flipping burgers at meet and greet. Sad, really. Then he goes to show, don't give serious pricing projects to family members who find it difficult to be vertical before twilight. If your sun rises at sunset, there's going to be a paradox.